So today's message is the way in the wilderness.
那我们今天的信息呢，就是在旷野中的道路。
So let's read some Bible passages first.
那我们先读几段经文。
Let's open the Bible to Exodus chapter 13, verse 17.
那我们先读出埃及记第十三章第十七节。
And we read the whole chapter 14 too.
那之后我们还在读出埃及记第十四章。
This is a story maybe many people read.
那这个圣经讲这个故事，很多人都读过。
Maybe many people watch the movie called The Ten Commandments.
那很多人也看过这个电影，就是《十诫》。
You see, this is a story, you know, many people are familiar with.
那这个故事呢，大部分人都很熟悉。
Actually, this morning we read chapter 14.
那其实我们今天早上呢，就读了出埃及记第十四章。
I was preparing another message, but when I was reading that, a lot of the insights come. I shared a bit in the WhatsApp group.
那我其实准备了另一个信息，当我读这篇经文的时候呢，我就好像突然领受到很多。我也在这个 WhatsApp 的群也分享了一些。
I felt the Lord wanted me to preach on this.
那我感觉呢，神呢希望我来讲这篇道。
I felt this is an extremely important message for many of us in this season.
那我特别是觉得在很多人对很多人这个季节来说呢，这个信息是非常重要的。
So that's why you need to listen carefully.
所以你啊，非常非常认真。
It's not about me.
不是关乎我。
So a lot of times I preach something very serious.My wife sometimes said, "You are not doing it yourself."
但是有好多次呢，我都是讲一个非常严肃的道。那我的太太就跟我说：“哎，你不是为自己讲的。”
你自己都没有做。
啊，你自己都没有做。啊，你自己都没有做。
I told her it's not about me.
我就说不是关乎我，不是在乎我。
It's about God. What everybody to do it by His Holy Spirit, including me.
那神呢是希望靠着圣灵呢，我们每个人都可以做到，包括我自己。
Actually, there was a time I was sharing a certain book, teaching a certain book, and when I was worshiping, I felt I'm not worthy to teach that book.
那我记得有段时间我就要讲一个就是一本书圣经的一本书那我当时敬拜的时候呢我就突然觉得我不配来讲这个
Actually it's another church they invited me to teach that book
啊，是另外一个教会呢邀请我去讲这本书
It's a Song of Solomon
就是所罗门
Because it's very intimate It's intimacy with God
就是所罗门跟神之间那个非常亲密的
关系 So I said okay God I'm not worthy so I don't teach
那我就说神啊，我不配，我没有办法来教导。
I said, so what am I going to do?
那我怎么办呢
？Then the Lord, I felt the Spirit said, you still need to teach.
那我就感觉圣灵跟我说，你还是要来教导。
Because I send you here to teach.
因为我把你差派来这里就是要来教导。
So that's my excuse. No matter I do it or not, I have to teach.
这就是我的一个借口，不管怎么样，我做怎么样，我都是要来教导。
So,I need to be faithful.
啊，我必须要向神忠心。
Anyways, so this is very important. The ways of in the wilderness.
那这是很重要，在这个旷野中的道路。
I don't know who visited the wilderness in, you know, Israel and Egypt.
那谁有去过
？Yeah.
这中东的那个旷野吗？谁有去过吗？
I didn't go, but I watched some movies. They are very different from just ordinary deserts.
那他我没有去过，但是我看过一些电影介绍，就是他那个旷野呢，跟我们所认为的那个就是沙漠是很不一样的。
Because you know, like the desert in China is all pretty flat, you know.
那在中国的沙漠呢，就是很平整。
But that wilderness in the between Egypt and the Israel is a lot of mountains, hills.
那在这个埃及跟这个以色列中间的这个旷野呢，是有很多高山，很多低谷。
But one thing for sure, there's no road.
但是呢，有一点是肯定的，就是没有道，没有路。
Because nobody goes there.
因为没有人走这条路。
Do you get it?
你明白吗
？But if you go in, you don't know how to come out.
但你进去以后，你就不知道怎么出来。
Nobody ever made a way there.
因为没有人在这个道这个地方开了一条路。
Maybe now it's different, but those days there's no road.
那可能现在是不一样，但当时的时候呢是没有路的。
But remember here the story that God did 10 miracles, big miracles, and now commanded Moses to bring Israelites out of Egypt. The first thing he did is this.
那呢就是挺好，就是当时呢神在埃及呢行了十个神迹，以至于这个以色列人可以从埃及走出来。那这个是他在旷野做的第一件事情。
God did some very strange things.
那神呢做了一个非常奇妙的事情。
奇怪的事情。Very strange.
非常奇怪。
It's not wonderful, 奇妙。It's strange.
不是奇妙的事，而是奇怪的事。
Bible said very clearly, he said in verse 17, he said, there's a short way from Egypt to Philistine.
那当这里写的就是十七节写有一条更短的路从腓利士人的地走过去。
But God didn't lead them that way.
可是神呢却没有领他们走那条路。
You see, God is strange.
那神是很奇怪的。
Do you guys watch news these days, you know?
最近有没有听看新闻?
You know the war between Hamas and Israel, and they always talk about in Gaza, the South Gaza, they have the channels, even go to Egypt, because it's very close.
那个就是哈马斯跟以色列战争，他不是讲到有一个隧道，是短的一条路，就是可以通过的。
And also all the, you know, the refugees, the things, they can go easily from Egypt to Gaza. Gaza is the Philistine land in the old days.
那个就是那个难民呢，就可以从埃及很容易的去到这个 Gaza， 这中文是什么？
埃及。
加沙。所以呢，就是对，这是一条那个。
You see.All of us will say, if we were Israelites, we would say, God, that's an easy way, that's a quick way, one day.
那如果我们是以色列的话，我们都会走这条路，因为这条路是一个近路。
God said here, God said, is afraid that the Israelites, when they face the war, they might change their minds and they are going to return to Egypt.
可是这里说呢，这个神说他们怕百姓遇到了打仗就会后悔，所以呢就会回到埃及去。
So God didn't want them to go with the short way.
所以他们神并不想让他们走这个近路。
So God led them, you know, here if you look at the map, I don't know how. Here is the easy way, but God, this is Israel and this is Egypt. Here's the easy way. He led them this way.Okay, down to Red Sea.
那如果你想象这个地图，如果这边是埃及，这边是以色列，本来你可以直线走，就是短的路走，可是神让他往下从走红海。
Part of the sea, it might have been the easy spot.
That's right. And God's reason is very simple. He said, I don't like them to go back.
那神的原因很简单，就是他不希望以色列回头。
I need to ask a few questions. Why the short way will make them go back?
那我想问你们的问题，为什么这个近路会让他们回头呢？
It's easy to go and not easy to come back.
因为这个容易去也容易回。
The easy way is for both.
那就是容易去也容易回两。
And easier for the Egyptians to find them too.
Exactly. The easier for the Egyptians to hunt them down.
那也对埃及人来说也是非常容易把他们给找到。
Yes. You see, God sometimes is very strange.
那这神有的时候是很奇怪。
Did you ever pray some prayers? God, you know, I can see the promised land there.
那有没有做过这样祷告啊？神呢，我都已经看见了这个应许之地。
If you move your fingers, things will be done. I prayed for so long. You know,
那只要你动动手指，这个事情就。
Could you do something?
你能不能现在就找一个做一些事情呢
？But God does not do it.
可是神他就不做。
Because He does not want people to go is a short way.
因为有的时候神不想让我们走这个近路。
His reason is very clear.
他的原因也非常的简单。
He said, "He didn't want them to go back."
因为他
when there's fight, they fear.
那当打仗的时候，他们会惧怕，他们就会回头回去。
Oh, I tell you the truth. I see many people Christians. They want an easy way, and they always go back. They always want to go back because they didn't want to take the challenges.
那我也见过很多这样的人，当就是他不想有这个挑战，他们有一个走，想走一个捷径，然后就容易回去。
The first person I saw is who, you know?
你知道这第一个人是谁？你知道吗
？It's myself.
就是我自己。
I always want to find the easier way.
我永远都想找捷径。
But you know, there are times God just put me in a situation was so hard. So why God?
但是神就把我放在一个境界，就是非常的难。我就问神，为什么呀？
I remember first time I went to France, I cannot go back to China. Why God? I cannot go back to my country.
那我记得我第一次就是去了法国，然后当时就没有办法回中国，然后我就问神，为什么我不能回国？
Come to Canada and I lost my scholarship, changed the field. Why God? I have no money. I cannot go back.
那我来到加拿大，然后我就又没有了奖学金，然后我又改变了我这个学业的方向，然后我就问神，为什么不能回去？
Then I got sick. I prayed that time. Started searching the truth and believing Jesus. Prayed. He didn't heal me. I said, "Why God?"
那我就后来就开始生病了，然后我就开始寻求神，寻求真理，然后我就问神，为什么会这样呢？为什么
？Later on, you know, I wanted to serve the Lord. I applied to Bible school in the States, and I wanted to go with excitement.And they didn't give me a visa. I stayed in Montreal. I said, "Why God?"
那我后来呢，就申请就是美国的这个神学院，然后呢申请到了，可是签证就不给我，我就没有办法去，我就留到了那个蒙特利尔。我就问神为什么
？Oh, many things like that.
很多很多这样的事情。
You know, that easy way, God, you can do it very easy. Why you make it harder?
那有很多容易的方法，为什么神你要弄得这么复杂呢？
You know, sometimes God didn't tell us.
那有的时候神是不告诉我们的。
But here, He told. Does He tell Moses? He told himself.
可是他自己他就说，但是他是跟摩西说的吗
I don't know. Yes, he said. I don't know if he said to Moses, Israelites, or Pharaoh.But he said,
这里不知道是对摩西还是对百姓还是对埃及。
That's interesting. Bible sometimes is very interesting. He didn't say. He said to whom?
他没有说对谁说，但他说了。
Very clear the reason.
啊，这个原因很简单。
That's what we just talked about.
那就我们刚刚说的这个。
You know, this is something God led us into a way, in the wilderness.
就是这个是神怎么
样 It's a longer way.
有时候神带我们进到这旷野呢，是走一条更远的路。
It's a longer way.
更远的路。
And he led into the wilderness. Actually, there's no way. You cannot go back. You couldn't find the way.
可是你当你进入旷野的时候，你会发现没有办法回头，因为根本就没有路可走。
You don't know how to go back.
你不知道怎么回去。
I remember that time in France. If I wanted to go back to China, the institute I worked.For they take away my names, my name. You know, I couldn't go back.
那我当时在法国的，如果呢我选择回国的话呢，那我就是我工作的那个地方呢，就会把我的名字就会除名，所以我也没办法回去。
Because I didn't follow their rules.
因为我没有就是按照他们的规则走。
You know, I couldn't.
我没有办法。
So here.You couldn't find the way go back.
那这里呢？他们就找不到回去的路。
You know, also they couldn't find the way go forward.
他们也找不到往前走的路。
That's the hardest part.
那这就是最难的一部分。
Our brothers, sisters, sometimes God led you into something you couldn't go back, and also you couldn't go forward.
那有的时候神带领我们弟兄姐妹到一个境界，就是你回不去，也不能往前。
I remember there was a time I, come to Vancouver, and suddenly had three babies, and then I become a tutor. I get very little money, and I was in the Bible school.
那我记得我当时呢，就是来到温哥华，突然呢就生了三个孩子，然后又没有钱，然后就做一个就是辅导员 tutor.
and I get a little bit of money.
然后我还在神学院，我只有一点钱。
And actually, some those schools like college, they actually call me. Do you want to come to, you know, to teach?
那其实有一些就是大学也打电话给我，问我要不要去教书。
I prayed, but God says no.
那我就祷告，可是神说不要去。
I said, God, you know, like make my life easier.
我就说神呐、啊，你让我的生活轻松一点吧。
Who am I?、
哦、我是谁呀、啊？
Leave me alone. Serious, I prayed this kind of prayers.
是真的，我真的这样子祷告过。
God, leave me alone.
神啊，你就是离开我吧。
Do you want me to go to the Bible school to study?
你想让我去就是圣经学习学校来学习吗
？All the courses are so heavy.
所有的课都这么难。
Do you want me to make money?
还是你想让我赚钱呢
？I can do that.
我可以赚钱啊。
But right now I'm struggling all the time.
可是在那个时候就是两方面都在挣扎。
You don't know which is the best way. You just choose, try.
也不知道哪一个是最好的路，你就是得选择，然后个尝试。
We tried daycare.
我们尝试就是做那个就是daycare.
We had
homestay
students.
也有就是 homestay 的学生。
We short-term rentals.
短期的那个租房。
I did tutoring.
然后我就教导辅导学生。
I put a lot of ads on the newspaper those days.
然后那个时候就放很多广告在那个报纸上面。
I would think about how to make my ad more attractive with fewer words, so I pay less and get more attraction.
那我就想，哎，我怎么样用最少的字，因为少字比较便宜，能够吸引到最多的学生。
But no matter I do.You know, just a few students.
不管我怎么做呢，都是只有几个学生。
So that's you don't know where's the way.
那就是不知道路在哪里。
So God put Israelites there. The only way to move forward, you have to cry to God.
那神呢，把以色列放在那个境界呢，唯有就是找到路的方向，就是向神呼求。
You depend on God.
你就是要完全的依靠他。
You wrestle with God.
就是跟神摔跤。
Actually, Moses is the guy who wrestled with God.
Yes.
其实摩西才是那个真正跟神摔跤的人。
So other Israelites, they just follow Moses.
那其他人只是跟随摩西。
And also they blame Moses.
然后他们也
指责
摩西。
When anything happened, they just blame Moses.
发生什么事情，他们又觉得是摩西的问题。
So, who is the leader in your house? You are the one to be blamed.
如果你是家里的领带头的，你就是那个经常会被指责的那个。
Okay. So you see, you have no way. You just always cry to God.
那你看，这你就是没有办法了，你就只好向神呼求。
That's the first thing God did in the wilderness. There's no way, and you have to cry to God. That's the way.
那神在旷野做的第一件事情就是这个，就是呢，你找不到路，你只能向神呼求。
So today we sing songs. Jesus is the way.
那我们今天唱的耶稣就是道路。
There's no other way.
没有其他的道路。
And the second thing God did in this story is that He.He make the enemy think these guys are lost. I can kill them all. They are so excited.
那第二点呢？神在旷野做的事情呢，就是让他们的敌人呢，觉得他们好像在旷野中迷失了，找不到路了。他就觉得我们可以去杀死他。
Now, before that, actually, when God performed the 10 miracles, Pharaoh retreated.Okay, let you guys go, 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 go.
那当之前神在埃及地行了十个神迹之后呢，那个法老呢就退后了，就说：“哎，你们走吧。”
But now God led them into wilderness. Pharaoh know the wilderness. These guys got lost. Let's go.
那他们来到了旷野的时候呢，这个法老是知道这个旷野的，他就觉得：“哎，这些人可能迷失了路，我们去找，去杀死他们。”
The Bible also stated very clearly, the Lord says, says what? I will harden Pharaoh's heart.
One more time.
four.
The 第四节他就说我要使法老的心刚硬。
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them.
对，我要让他们，他要追赶他们。
But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army.
我便在法老和他的全军上得荣耀。
And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
那埃及人呢，就知道我是耶和华。
So this is.God said pretty clearly.
那神说得很清楚了。
He does this, they're going to pursue you.
那他要这样做呢，就是要让埃及人呢来追赶他们。
My friend, he make your enemy pursue you. All for it.
朋友们，你知道谁要让你的那个敌人来追你？
Who wants that?
谁想让敌人来追赶
？I don't want.
我不想让敌人来追赶我。
Even sometimes I read Bible and I think this is an exciting story. I know God, I know God's ways, but if you ask me, do you want the enemy to pursue you so that God can be glorified? No! No. God can be glorified in another way, but not this way.
那我就是我读这个经文都很刺激，觉得很有趣，但是呢，我会想说，我会不会想要仇敌来追杀我，以至于耶和华得荣耀呢？
You see,
我会不想要。
God knows all of us. He knows we are weak.
那神都知道我们每一位，他知道我们的软弱。
We are humans.
我们只是人。
Did he say? You know, in the whole story, he said he's going to do it.
但是这个整个故事，他都说我要这样做。
From the beginning, when he told Moses, "I am going to deliver Israel."
那从一开始，他拣选了摩西，他就说了，我要使以色列人出来。
However, I need to use you to speak.
但是我也是需要你来跟我讲话，对我来当我的嘴巴讲话。
Because when I speak to Israelites, they don't understand. I need you to speak to them.
因为我跟以色列人讲，他们听不明白，所以需要你，我要跟通过你来对他们说话。
The only thing you do is to speak.
那你唯一可以做的事情就是说。
So you see, we know this. We said, God, yes, it's you.
那我们都知道啊，神，这都是你做的。
I totally surrender.
我也完全的降服。
I totally.Give you know everything to you.
我也把我所有的
trust you.
全部给你，我也信靠你。
However,
但是
it's not that easy.
但是不容易的。
It's not that easy.
并不是那么容易的。
God makes things harder.
那神呢，就是让事情就会更难。
Make the enemy pursue you.
让那个敌人来追赶你。
Think about Pharaoh.
想想你法老
yeah, Egypt was the greatest nation in that age.
那在那个时代呢，埃及呢是世上最强大的国家。
His army,
他的军队。
His resources,
他的资源。
Nobody can compare.
没有人可以能够比。
And all these Israelites, these shepherds.
那以色列人呢，只是一群牧羊的。
You know, you look at the army.
那你看这个军队。
Legs are shaking.
腿都在发抖。
The legs are shaking all the time.
腿一直在那发抖。
So, you know, the Israelites complained to Moses.
那我们也知道呢，就是以色列人向摩西抱怨。
And they complained to Moses.
他们就跟摩西来抱怨。
They didn't complain to God.
他没有对神抱怨。
They are very honest.
他们也就是非常的诚实。
I don't know see God.
我不认识谁。
It's you.
但是你认识谁？
You led me here.
你带我出来的。
You know, does that make sense? Okay. And they said, as Pharaoh approached Israel, looked up. They were terrified. They said to Moses.Was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?
他就说，难道埃及没有坟地，你把我们带到旷野来死吗？
Is that a good way to complain?
这是一个抱怨的好办法吗？
Why you I don't understand why they complain this way. Is there graves in Egypt for us to die? Why do you lead us to the desert to die?
我就觉得很奇怪，他们为什么这么说？为什么埃及地没有坟地，要带我来旷野死呢？
Bad soil.
Fertilizer. Yeah, bad soil.
Mary 就说那个，因为那个地更好，那个土更好。
Yeah, I think in the desert, probably there's no humidity. Your corpse can be preserved for thousand years.
可能矿也比较干燥，你的尸体可以保存很千年。
You see, the first thing coming to their mind is death.
那你想想，
they're so scared.
第一件事
，we're going to die.
想的事情就是死亡，他觉得我们就要死了。
And also, they know they cannot defend.
他们也知道他们没有反击的能力。
They also thought about Egypt.
那他们还有想要回埃及。
You know, they thought about Egypt.
他们想了埃及。
They always thought about Egypt.
他们其实一直都在想埃及。
You know, in the other chapters, they said, Moses, in Egypt we had green onions and meat. Green onions are very delicious, the meat.
那其实在后面的经文呢，他的以色列人也对摩西说，哎，我们在埃及我们有那个就是什么洋葱，什么韭菜什么的。
But now you just give us this manna from heaven, it tastes all the same every day.
那现在我们每天都只能吃玛拿，然后玛拿了每天就是吃起来味道都是一样的。
I don't know if you have go through those days, you feel tasteless.
那我不知道你有没有经过这样子的日子，就是感觉好像无味的日子。
You think this nothing that life is not tasteful?
那你觉得这个生活好像一点趣味都没有
？Thought about Egypt.
就一直想埃及。
You know, and they would rather be a slave.
他们更愿意就是当这个奴隶。
The best of the worst.
Yes, they want to be a slave.
他们就想当奴隶。
Now, they complained.
他们就抱怨。
Then in 12, then they said again. They said, "Didn't we set you in Egypt? Leave us alone. Let us serve Egyptians."It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
然后他们就说啊，我们在埃及岂没有对你说过不要搅扰我们吗？容我们服侍埃及人，因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Yeah, sometimes God wants to promote you to a better job, but you see, this salary is pretty good.
有的时候神呢想让你升职，可是你就说哎，我现在这个已经挺好了，这个职位已经挺好了。
Yeah, though my boss is a bad guy, he has no vision, but okay, my salary is pretty good.
那虽然我的这个老板呀，也没有什么看着没有什么前途，但是我觉得我这个工资还不错。
But we didn't know that guy's company is going to soon bankrupt.
那我们可能
God knows.
不知道，可能这个公司很快就倒闭了，但是我们不知道，但是神都知道。
But we didn't like to move.
可是我们却不想要。
You see, the second thing God did very strange is to let the enemy pursue you.
那第二件神在行的很奇怪的事情呢，就是让敌人来追赶他们。
He said it clearly.
他这里讲的很清楚。
The third thing he did, he said actually, is in 13. He said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."
那这十三十四节说呢，就是不要惧怕，只管站住。看耶和华今天向你所行施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见。耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Yeah, basically, Moses was as a prophet. He was speaking to the Israelites. You, God, will solve your problem once for all.
那这个摩西呢，就像一个先知一样，就对以色列民说，神呢要一次性的解决你的问题。
You see, God is going to do that. Use the Red Sea.
那神呢用的方法就是用这个红海。
You think about if the Israelites use the short way,
如果以色列人呢走了这个捷径，
Let's say they are going to stay in the Philistine land, they're going to live a life,
那他们可能就进到这个非利士人的地，然后在那边住着。
Do you think the Egyptians will leave them alone?
你觉得
to live a quiet life?
你觉得埃及人会让他们就是很轻松的活下去吗？
The Egyptians know the easy way.
那埃及人也知道这个经路呀。
To go after them.
啊，就来追杀他们。
You see, the Lord wants to solve the problem.
那你要是知道神呢，其实想解决这个问题。
Drown them in the Red Sea.
把他们全部都淹死在那个红海里。
Even if next king comes up, actually they didn't know where the Israelites has gone because they go through that way, you know.
那即使呢下一个法老兴起的时候呢，他们也会找不到这个以色列人。
Maybe Israelites went to Iran.
啊，可能以色列人已经进到了伊朗了。
So, you see, God basically God makes the Egyptians fear.
那其实呢神就是让这个埃及人呢惧怕。
And also they totally defeated.
然后他们也完全的就是。
The best army was drawn.
那个这个最好的军队呢都淹死了。
And the next chapter, basically all the Israelites start dancing and singing songs.
那呢下一章呢都基本上就是讲的是以色列人就是欢呼跳舞唱歌。
Maybe they didn't had that dancing for 430 years, you know.When they were slaves in Egypt,
可能他们过去的四百三十年在埃及做奴隶的时候都没有这样子跳舞过。
Basically, God didn't want them to be slaves.
那其实就是神不想让他们继续当奴隶。
You are not destined to be a nation of slaves.
那我们不是命定当奴隶的。
You are destined to be a kingdom of priesthood.
那我们的命定的是成为这个国度的祭司。
Now, you are destined to be the people of God.
那呢，我们是神的子民。
Not slaves.
并不是奴隶。
You see, the Egypt is totally transformed after the wilderness experience.
那你要知道，这个埃及呢，就是经过这个旷野事件以后呢，他们就完全的改变。
Their ancestors were shepherds.
他们的这个祖先呢，他们是牧羊人。
You know.Let's not talk about Israel today, but you know about right or wrong. But Israelites, even now, they had a lot of things. It's very, very advanced.
我们现在先不讲这个以色列这个民族现在的问题，不管它是对还是错。但是呢，就是以色列呢，在很多方面呢是非常的先进的。
Well, they have contributed even now in the higher technology, in agriculture, even the Nobel Prize winners, so many areas.
啊，不管是在科学、农业方面啊，甚至是就是诺贝尔奖，很多呢都是以色列人就是贡献出来的。
Because the Lord totally dealt with their spirit of slavery.
因为呢，神呢真的是就是对他们这个奴隶的灵这个东西的有就是帮助过他们。
Of course,
处理过。Yeah.
This story, chapter 4 is not the ending.
那这个故事并不是结束。
There are many chapters.
还有很多很多后面的有很多故事。
There are 40 years in the wilderness to go.
他们在旷野了四十年。
But they were transformed.
但是呢，他们是完全的更新改变。
Their spirit is transformed.
他们的灵呢都改变。
So they will not be a slave.Slavery nation anymore.
他们不再是成为这个奴隶的这个民族。
They don't want to be.
他们也不想
anymore.
奴隶。
You see, that's what has God done to this nation.
那这就是神呢，在这个民族所做的事情。
I believe today each one of us, when we read this, we know Lord is doing similar things in our heart.
那我们每个人读这个经文的时候呢，神也是同样的把这个做在我们心上。
You know the.Bible said it's written for us.
那圣经说呢，这些写在上面的都是为我们而写的。
For God's children.
为神的
to learn.
儿女而写的，而学习的。
But all through this, we know that God is in control.
但是通过这些，我们知道呢，神在掌权。
God is fighting for his people.
那神呢也为他的子民呢在征战。
What he has started, he will finish.
那他所开始的工呢，他必要完成。
He is able to finish.
他也可以来完成，有能力来完成。
No problem for him to finish.
对他来说一点问题都没有。
But for humans, it's hard to start and hard to finish. All this stuff humans cannot do.
那对于人来说呢，就是开始也难，结束也难，就是这事情对我们人来说都非常难。
So we should celebrate because we are in a wilderness. in the wilderness.
所以如果你们在旷野呢，你们要就是欢呼，要来歌唱。
So your weapons are useless now.
你的就是武器都没有用了。
Because you will depend on God.
因为你必须要来依靠神。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you. This is written for us.
谢谢你就是把这些写下来，就是为我们而写。
So we all know Israel's God is our God.
那我们知道呢，以色列的神就是我们的神。
And you are going to bring us out of that slavery land.
那你会把我们从这样奴隶的之地带出来。
To the promised land, which flow with milk and honey.
进到那个应许之地，那个牛奶与蜜之地。
But Lord, we know we are weak.
但是我们知道我们是软弱的。
When the challenges come, we don't know what to do.
当这个挑战来的时候，我们不知道该怎么办。
Many times it comes to our wit's end.
那有的时候就是我们，来到我们这个软弱的地方。
Sometimes we complain.
我们就会抱怨。
Sometimes we get scared.
有时候我们就会惧怕。
But you are faithful.
但是你是信实的。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Let this God truly be our God.
让这个神呢，真正成为我们的神。
Let the Lord Yahweh be our Lord.
让这个亚伯的神成为我们的神。
We just thank you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you for Jesus.
为耶稣来献上感恩。
We are even in a better covenant.
我们在这个更美的约当中。
Through your Son's blood.
通过耶稣基督的你的儿子的宝血。
Which is an eternal covenant.
是一个永恒的永远的约。
You said what you have started you will finish.
你说你所开始的工作你必要来完成。
You said do not fear.
你说不要来惧怕。
I am with you.
我与你同在。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.